I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Newly inaugurated U.S. President Donald Trump has wasted little time addressing his agenda, issuing sweeping executive orders shortly after he was sworn in. Among them was pardoning convicted January 6th rioters who attacked the Capitol 4 years ago. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
In his inauguration speech, he talked about bringing the country together.
National unity is now returning to America. And confidence and pride is soaring.
Later, covered across his desk were executive orders.
So this is a big one.
That executive order was about the Capitol riot.
So this is January 6th. And these are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon. Full pardon.
The pardons included people convicted of assaulting police officers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Donald Trump is ushering in a golden age for people that break the law and attempt to overthrow the government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump also signed an executive order suspending all U.S. foreign aid for 90 days, pending a review, sending an ominous signal to Ukraine about continued U.S. support in its war with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump in his inaugural address.
My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier.
Global leaders are preparing for exactly how Trump follows through on those twin sentiments. In Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky described Trump as a strong person, wished him success, and declared Ukraine ready to work together with Americans to achieve peace, underscoring true peace. But signing executive orders in the Oval Office, Trump complained about U.S. support for Ukraine.
We're in the Ukraine war by $200 billion more than NATO. It's ridiculous.
One of the orders suspends all U.S. foreign assistance for 90 days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Another executive order signed by Trump Monday was a move to withdraw the United States from the UN's World Health Organization, or WHO. Trump said the global health agency has mishandled the COVID-19 pandemic and other international health crises. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, WHO spokesman Tariq Yazavarik said the organization hopes the U.S. will reconsider.
WHO plays a crucial role in protecting the health and security of the world's people, including Americans, by addressing the root causes of disease, building stronger health systems, and detecting, preventing, and responding to health emergencies, including disease outbreaks.
Yazavarik said it is too early to determine what the impact of the U.S. withdrawal will be in terms of the agency's funding, but said the WHO will continue its work and try to get the funding that it needs. Afghanistan's Taliban government has announced the release of two Americans in a prisoner exchange. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Taliban's foreign ministry in Kabul did not name the two U.S. citizens, but said they were exchanged for Khan Mohammed, who has been serving a life sentence in a California prison on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. The family of Ryan Corbett, one of the Americans in the exchange, said their hearts were filled with overwhelming gratitude for his release. Both CNN and the New York Times, relying on anonymous U.S. officials, identified the second American released as William McKenty, though no other details have emerged about his identity or what he was doing in Afghanistan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The 55-year-old Mohammed was a prisoner in California after his 2008 conviction on charges of securing heroin and opium that he knew was bound for the United States, and in doing so assisted terrorism activity. Mohammed was detained on the battlefield in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province and later taken to the U.S.